While we were following all of that travel disarray, some fantastic news was coming into us from Nanjing in China. Ireland's Kate O'Connor has won a silver medal in the pentathlon at the World Athletics Championships there. Here's how the BBC's Andrew Cotter called the end of the final competition in that event, which was the 800 metres. Let's take a listen.
And running very strongly, a big gap in front of Kate O'Connor to the two athletes out in front who are not figuring for the medals, but Van Nieuwen sitting in behind Kate O'Connor. She will take the gold for Finland. Kate O'Connor is going to take the silver because the Americans, Talia Brooks, a long way behind and coming through just outside that time that Kate O'Connor was looking for. But all that matters is that as she starts to leap and celebrate, she will turn European bronze into world silver. What a great effort, a great result for O'Connor, but there is the champion, European gold turns to world indoor gold for Saga Vaninen.
And that, believe it or not, was Ireland's first indoor medal at the World Championships since Dervla O'Rourke's gold in Moscow back in 2006. So a 19-year wait for a medal is over. We'll have lots more on this before the end of the programme.
Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Greg Allen is here. Greg, what an afternoon.
Yeah, really kind of only one story because it's all happened in the last few minutes. Kate O'Connor, the pentathlete from Dundalk, who was the bronze medalist at the European Indoor Championships just 12 days ago, is the silver medalist at the World Indoor Championships in Nanjing in China. And it's fantastic for Irish athletics. It's fantastic for multi-events in Irish athletics as well, which is, of course, a part of Irish athletics, which possibly hasn't been as prominent since Kate came along. And she's done it brilliantly. She's just short of her national record, 4,737 points over five events. Just to explain, the pentathlon is five events in one day, all finished up
so
with the 800 metres.
That's pretty hard going. Five events in one day.
They train for it. Outdoors heptathlon is seven events spread over 2 days. Indoors, the men have the heptathlon spread out over 2 days, so the women actually have the hardest event at the World Indoor Championships in terms of multi-events.
Greg, you might want to put the headphones on there because I gather we've been joined from China by Paul McNamara, who's the High Performance Director with Athletics Ireland. Paul, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us because I'm sure you'll have a medal ceremony before too long. What's the mood like there?
Our mood is buoyant, to say the least. Yeah, look, Kate, we knew coming over here she had a very real medal opportunity, but she had to deliver, and she delivered in spades. So, look, I think everybody here, you know, within the Irish camp but outside of the Irish camp knows just how significant a combined events medal is for Ireland. It's very, very significant and shouldn't be underestimated. So we're thrilled, absolutely thrilled. Yeah, it's a fantastic night.
Tell us about Kate. She's coached by her father.
Yeah, Mike does a fantastic job. He's here. He's got a tear in his eye. He's just gone back inside for the medal ceremony. Look, it's five events, as Greg was just outlining. So it's a team around Kate. There's also Tom Reynolds, who looks after hurdles, and other Dave Sweeney, who contributes to throws. There's Robbie Bremner and Kerry Kirk, who looks after some of the services up there. So there is a team of athletes around her, led by Michael. And Michael has just done a phenomenal job as father and coach and deserves huge credit.
What does this mean for events like this in Ireland? Because again, as Greg was saying a moment ago, we don't have a great history of athletes competing in these multidisciplinary events.
No, and look, that's why this medal is so significant. I mean, there will be other medal opportunities this week over Saturday, Sunday. But this is more than a little bit special. I mean, look, Europe is the home of combined eventing, and for Kate to medal in Europe was significant, but to move on and do the same thing within 2 weeks, as Greg outlined, it's a very attritional event. So look, it is massive, and we've a lot of young field eventers coming through. We've young kids like Thomas Williams, Kean Crampton, Elizabeth Ndudi in long jump, but athletes that are really making an impact and can look at Kate and what Kate's achieved here and think, look, it's not just a case of being good under 18 or a good under 20. I can go and make a massive impact on the global stage. And
Paul,
that, Sorry,
Paul, it's Greg here. Paul, I was just going to say to you, Paul, that, you know, the fact that Kate has improved so much this indoor season, between an event in Tallinn just over a month ago and the European Indoor Championships, she set 9 personal bests in 10 events. And she came out this morning, set a personal best of 8.30 in the hurdles, 14.67, or 4, I should say, in the shot put, another personal best, nearly a personal best in the high jump, 1.81 meter, a personal best in the long jump. And then she did just what she had to do to get the silver medal in the 800 metres. This improvement has been incredible. What do you put it down to?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been talking with Michael about that today, and like there was, I mean, Kate alluded to herself after the medal in Apeldoorn, that there has been a shift in mindset in terms of where she sees herself and where she positions herself, and she knows she is world class, and she knows she's on a trajectory to better again. I mean, both Kate and Michael talk about 2028 being the goal, LA, and you know, as I said, she had weak events and she's addressed those weak events. I mean, hurdles in Paris wasn't what she was looking for, but PB here today, PB of the hurdles in Apeldoorn. So technically they're getting things right. There's no doubt about that. But in terms of conditioning, like a good combined eventer comes to a championships and knocks out 3, 4, 5 PBs. Kate's done that 3 events in a row this indoor season. Now, that's all based on conditioning. You know, she looks a different athlete. She is a different athlete. The mindset has changed. The support team around her are working really, really well. So it's just clicking. But it's still on an upward trajectory. She's going in the right direction.
And just, Paul, you know, what this means for the outdoor heptathlon. She left Soraya Brooks behind her, one of the best American heptathletes. And we know how serious the American are at athletics. And, of course, she's an Olympian. That would be a big scalp for her to have taken, if to use that phrase, in terms of relegating her to the bronze medal with that performance.
Massive. And Talia PB'd over the pen today. So she put in the best performance she's ever put in, but she was not capable of beating Kate on the day. So it is significant. Like, the two events to be added here are 200 and javelin, and javelin is Kate's strongest event. So as she moves into HEP, she is moving up and moving on. She's bringing back in that like her preferred event, where she's been very, very strong always. So she's in a very strong place.
Well, listen, Paul, I know this is going to bring a lot of joy to a lot of people around the country. It's just a lovely thing to happen on a Friday afternoon. And thanks a million once again for taking the time to talk to us.
Thanks for having us, guys. Really appreciate it.